Please listen carefully.
Hello, world. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
We are part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded positive news stories every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
Every weekday, we publish 10 stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, we will be sharing these solutions in a commute or home office-worthy podcast.
By subscribing, listening to, and reading and sharing The Optimist Daily, you are on the front lines of action-oriented steps towards solving our world's biggest problems. First you, then 100,000, and then 100 million people focused on solutions will change the world for good.
Today is Thursday, March 19th, 2020.
And here are today's top solutions.
All right, Christy, we are leading this out with a story from the education section of The Optimist Daily. College homelessness problem. Here's what some schools are doing about it. The simple fact about college education these days is that students struggle with expenses and levels of precariousness that far exceed what students in previous generations faced. And that's especially true when it comes to housing. In fact, roughly 60% of community college students and 48% of four-year college students face housing insecurity, defined as the inability to pay rent or utilities, or the need to move frequently, according to research from the Hope Center at Temple University. The same survey also found 18% of community college students and 14% of four-year college students have actually faced homelessness. Much of the stereotypical college experience centers around living spaces, such as a student's first dorm room or first rental apartment shared with friends. But colleges are increasingly admitting more and more students who don't have the resources to pay for housing. That's led to more programs like Florida Atlantic University's Educate Tomorrow, which helps students who are at high risk of being sidetracked from their education by housing issues. FAU's program helps students navigate everything from applying for loans to providing a $500 stipend to decorate their dorm rooms. Since launching in 2014, the program has helped raise the graduation rate of this segment of the student population to 46%, compared to the national average of roughly 4%. FAU isn't the only one with such a program, one example of which is Amarillo College in Texas, which uses an approach that can be best summed up as operationalizing love. The man behind that term is Dr. Russell Lowry Hart, a member of the college staff, who spent a winter weekend homeless so he could better relate to the experiences of his students. He also pioneered a program to help students facing economic insecurity that, for all of its talk of love, is firmly based on analytics, data, and a strong return on investment. The Amarillo model focuses on rapid reaction. Students facing housing insecurity or homelessness can quickly access food pantries and supportive services. Lowry Hart and his staff also utilize predictive analytics to figure out which students may need help. In addition, and perhaps most importantly, Lowry Hart and his staff are ready to provide emergency housing and loans at a moment's notice. Amarillo College is an incredible example of how we can deal with homelessness at college, and one we hope other universities take note of.
That's a great story, and especially in this time when colleges are shutting down and forcing college students to move off campus, I think they have to take some responsibility for these students who don't have a place to go, and that could be a real problem for a lot of people. On our next story, which comes from our business category, is about Amazon. The headline is, Amazon is going all in on the medical supply shipment. Amazon is truly the poster boy for the outrageous consumerism of our time. You can get whatever you want, whenever you want, right to your doorstep. That's no longer really possible with the novel coronavirus. The high demand for medical cleaning supplies has been overwhelming for the company, especially in tandem with other consumer goods. That's why Amazon is putting a restriction on the shipping of non-essential items so that they can focus on medical supplies that truly matter. Until April 5th, independent or third-party merchants will be unable to ship items other than medical supplies and household staples to Amazon's warehouses and fulfillment centers. The company hopes that this strategy will help to more quickly receive, restock, and ship these products to consumers, according to a statement sent to vendors. Amazon relies heavily on third-party vendors to maintain its vast selection of goods. However, even a giant company like Amazon only has a limited amount of warehouse space. By assigning more shelf space to medical supplies and household cleaning items, the company can increase its inventory and consumers can ideally avoid going to the store and risk transmitting or contracting the COVID-19 virus. Of course, this could take a toll on vendors, as it takes away a vital source of income. But at a time where the health of people is more salient than ever, we think it's a necessary move. And hopefully, it could also spur new ways for vendors to do business without having to rely on the giant that is Amazon.
It's so interesting, Christy, because as we are all stuck at home, and so accustomed to being able to have something immediately, whether it's go to the store or order from Amazon. I had a conversation with our kids yesterday because we're looking for activities and things to do, and there may be some pink hair dye on the way. And what was fascinating was that we're going to have to wait till Saturday, right? We ordered it on Tuesday and it's not coming till Saturday, and everyone was relatively okay with that. We just are changing our pace and expectations through this pandemic. And it's great to see that we're all amenable to it as businesses respond to the real community needs. All right, our next story is in urban development. And this one is pretty inspiring about how people can weigh in and make a difference. People are finally starting to oppose freeway expansion projects. Adding lanes for traffic relief remains politically popular, even though we see time and time again that it doesn't actually work. In Texas, they're making road improvements by adding lanes and widening highways. And like so many gigantic urban highway projects of the past, I-45's widening will also exact a toll. The construction will take out thousands of residential and commercial structures, thicken air pollution in an already smog-choked corridor, and tear up historic African-American communities. The estimated cost? $7 billion. But in Houston, voices critical of the I-45 project have been growing louder in recent months. A union of neighborhood advocates, policy shops, and environmental justice groups make I-45 better advocates for tweaking the highway rebuild, with changes to ramp alignment, dedicated trails for walking and biking, and broader flood mitigation. It also called for more mass transit options across the Houston area. The fact that Amazon didn't consider Houston as a location for its second headquarters in its 2018 campaign was widely seen as a wake-up call to city leaders. To attract its younger generations to Houston, the city must transform itself into a place that's friendlier to people who walk, bike, and take transit, says Houston Council Member Letitia Plummer. And although it's pretty hard to tell Texans to get out of their cars and adopt a more pedestrian lifestyle, the grassroots opposition to the I-45 rebuild is gaining steam. In fact, in response to the rising cacophony of dissenters, the mayor's office will submit an alternative design of the freeway rebuild, one that's expected to propose several transit-friendly changes and influenced by citizen responses that were made during consultation sessions. Even if the original I-45 rebuild goes through, it's promising that people are becoming aware of the consequences of freeway expansion and are showing a sense of urgency for alternatives. But let's just hope it doesn't go through. Sound good?
Sounds good to me, Summers. Yeah, adding more lanes, I don't think, is a solution to our crisis with the climate issues and also just getting people around. We need more mass transit. We need smarter development. And taking out neighborhoods is not a way to be smart.
Yeah, we have a corridor here in Santa Barbara and Ventura County where the Optimist Daily is headquartered in Carpinteria, where they've been expanding the freeway for as long as I've lived here, which is about 6 years.
Yeah, and it's been an ongoing project in the last 10, 15 years.
If we could have just, I don't know, figured out some way for people to get mass transit to and from Santa Barbara from Ventura, it'd be a much better solution.
Yeah, we need trains, we need buses, high capacity buses. Of course, these days I don't think people should be using mass transit too often.
It's true. You know, I was speaking this morning with my husband and we were talking about that suddenly not having a commute, the amount of time that we spend together as a family and the fact that we can just get right into work without needing the extra 45 minutes Maybe this is a revolution to work from home.
We'll see what happens. All right, our next story is from our business category again. Headline, Luxury Group will help French health authorities by making free hand sanitizers. As governments are urging people to keep their hands clean amid the coronavirus outbreak, demand for such products like hand sanitizer has soared, leaving stores and pharmacies with empty shelves. France is no exception to the countries facing a risk of shortage of such antiseptic products. But recently, one of the country's top luxury conglomerates has offered a helping hand. On Sunday, LVMH, the French luxury group behind the major brands like Louis Vuitton, Christian Dior, and Givenchy, announced that it's prepping its perfume and cosmetic production site to manufacture hand sanitizer to help tackle a nationwide shortage of antiviral products. The French luxury conglomerate will deliver the free disinfectant to French authorities and the Assistance Publique Hôpitaux de Paris, the largest hospital system in Europe.
All right, well, wrapping up our stories today, we have another story in technology and business about response to COVID-19. Tech giants are joining efforts to combat misinformation about COVID-19. Preventing the circulation of misinformation regarding to the COVID-19 outbreak is arguably as important as stopping the spread of the virus itself. With that in mind, a group of the biggest technology companies in the U.S. have recently banded together in a commitment to fight coronavirus-related fraud and misinformation. The group includes Facebook, Google, LinkedIn, Microsoft, Reddit, Twitter, and YouTube. All seven companies sent out a joint statement Monday evening announcing the effort, which will include elevating authoritative content from reputable sources on their platforms and sharing critical updates in coordination with the government healthcare agencies around the world. Since the outbreak began in December, coronavirus-related misinformation has been running rampant on the internet platforms. That's why we're really happy to see these giant companies stepping up proactively towards taking down hoaxes and cracking down on fraud and other mischievous attempts to misinform the public.
I think this is super important, Summers, because of the quantity of misinformation and negative health news is just, it's one of the things that's adding to the panic and the fear and the sense of not knowing what's really going on. And if we can really crack down on misinformation and be able to trust the things that are coming out on these different platforms, that'll help, I think, in quelling people's sense of uncertainty.
Absolutely. And Christy, to your point, that's why we are really grateful for everyone listening to the Optimist Daily Update. We promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
Please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com and for just $5 a month, support reader-funded independent journalism. Be a part of the solution, changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenge with a problem-solving mindset.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody have a great, optimistic day.